Heidelberger Frühling Podcast. Heute mit
Alina Ibrahimova,
Cedric Tibergien.
Sie spielt Geige, er ist ihr Klavierbegleiter. Zusammen kommen sie zum Heidelberger Frühling mit einem Programm, einem französischen Programm, über das wir noch sprechen werden. Wie haben Sie sich gefunden? Seit 15 Jahren mittlerweile ein sehr erfolgreiches Duo.
We met in 2005 in London. We were together on the BBC New Generation Artist Scheme. And we played, the first thing we played together was the Ravel Trio with the cellist Christian Poltera. And we really enjoyed it and so thought we will do more together.
Wie haben Sie ihm gesagt, Poltera, wir brauchen dich nicht mehr?
No, not at all. Not at all, no. We still play with Christian sometimes, but I was looking for a pianist to play with, and since it worked so well, we decided to carry on. Absolutely nothing against Christian, who we love very much. He plays on a beautiful cello, and it's beautiful because he plays beautifully.
Also es waren ursprünglich drei. Was ist der Reiz, nur zu zweit zu spielen?
Well, when you play only violin and piano, you must find a kind of natural balance, and it can be a problem with some artists. And that was the thing, I think, from the beginning that we both loved with Alina. There was an evidence in how we can just play with each other. So there was never a question of who is too loud, who is too soft. It comes very naturally because possibly we were very much listening to each other. At the end, it's never a fight, it's really doing something together.
Sie machen viel Kammermusik. Kann es vorkommen, dass Sie eine andere Partnerin oder einen anderen Partner, die Geige spielen, auch mal akzeptieren, oder spielen Sie nur mit Alina?
Well, mainly I play with Alina. I mean, sometimes it can happen, but very rarely. We have such an understanding that we just enjoy playing so much together, so we just keep playing.
Wenn man 15 Jahre zusammenspielt, da kann man schon fast von einer alten Ehe sprechen eigentlich. Gibt es irgendwelche Gewohnheiten von ihm, die Sie noch nicht so gut finden?
No, I think I'm very happy. I love the way we react to each other.
I think, you know, when you play chamber music, you have to be very open-minded to the other partner's ideas and suggestions. And instead of trying to say, I have the truth and I want this to be played this way, it's much better to say, okay, let's try something else. And as Alina said, we react to each other. Actually, in our concerts nowadays, we plan less and less what's going to happen. And we really love to even experiment on stage because we know that we are going to react to each other.
Wenn Sie ihn beschreiben müssten, was sind seine guten Eigenschaften als Musiker, als Kammermusiker?
Sensitivity, awareness, being open to risks. And surprise factors for me.
Same question, I guess. I would say probably exactly the same. Well, for a pianist to play with a violinist, it gives you inspiration very much because we just have a mechanical instrument. And suddenly you have to match bowings, you have to match vibrato, you have to match articulation, which is much more natural with a violin. And with that, I received very much from Alina. So, yeah, I would say always something new happening. This is one of Alina's best quality.
So, es ist keine Routine, so wie Sie spielen. Auch für Sie sind die Konzertabende dann immer überraschend auch, weil immer etwas Ungewöhnliches, etwas Neues passieren kann?
Yes, there is never routine. Even with recordings, when we... Once we've recorded, that's already almost in the past. So everything has to be alive. Music has to be alive. Therefore, it can't be repeated.
Als Sie von der BBC dieses, wie heißt das,
ein New Generation,
da haben Sie sehr viel live gespielt. Eigentlich fast nur in der BBC. Die Konzerte waren fast alle live. Also das musste einfach klappen dann. I think it was a good school.
It was an amazing school. Yes. Also at that time, because it was all live, we weren't allowed to repeat music. So every concert we did for 2 years, we had to play new repertoire. I had some repertoire, but I didn't have, you know, 2 years worth of repertoire. So after 6 months, I suddenly found myself every time playing something new. Mm-hmm. And when you play Beethoven violin concerto for the first time with live radio, you know, it really, really trains you very well for for the years to come, yeah.
Und wie hat es bei Ihnen angefangen, diese solistische Karriere?
I think it was a real turn in my career because, and actually even the capacity to work more, because suddenly you have to face a huge amount of work in a very short time and you have to be relaxed with the live and to get used to the microphone. So I think, yeah, it was definitely a life-changing experience.
Sie kommen aus Paris. Sie kommen eigentlich aus Russland, aber leben schon sehr lange, seit 1995 in London. Gibt es da Temperamentsunterschiede, Russisch-Englisch, Französisch-Englisch?
I think yes, we belong to different cultures in a way.
Immer noch.
Still, yes, still. We come from different places, gives us a richer...
Bigger horizon,
that's yes. Right, yeah.
Yeah, and actually for me it was almost kind of an echo of my studies, because I studied with a French teacher who spent a lot of time in Russia. So he himself, he had a little bit of both, a French, typical French school, and probably a lot from Russian school. When we play together, I never think, oh, wow, it sounds very Russian.
Sie haben große Erfolge erzielt mit Einspielungen von beispielsweise von allen Mozart-Sonaten. Von der allerersten, die es je gab, die der Siebenjährige, glaube ich, oder Sechsjährige geschrieben hat, bis zu den letzten. Dafür haben Sie auch einen Preis bekommen, Preis der deutschen Schallplattenkritik. Ich habe gelesen, Sie hätten diese Sonaten, zumindest einen Teil, sehr gern historisch informiert gespielt. Und das ist an ihm... Cedric gescheitert. Warum haben Sie, hätten Sie das gerne gemacht? Also mit Darmsaiten zum Beispiel.
I think we, in a way, the historically informed side, we both do it. Even if it's on a big piano with whichever strings, whichever bow, I think we're both very aware of the historical performance movement. And sometimes how Cedric plays, it really sounds like a fortepiano to me. Even on a massive, biggest Steinway you can think of, you know. But it's, yes, I think it's important to us. And I think in a way it comes naturally with Mozart's music.
Yeah, I really think actually it's not a question of instrument. It's a question of the way you think, the general directions, the lines, the articulation, the energy you want to put. And sometimes the rawness of you don't need to add much to what is written to make it beautiful. I mean, when I play Mozart or Beethoven or Haydn on a modern piano, it doesn't make such a big difference.
Ich denke, Sie spielen die historisch informierten Sachen mit den Darmsaiten auf Ihrer Geige. Und wenn Sie dann was Modernes spielen, spielen Sie das auch auf Ihrer Geige, müssen aber andere Saiten nehmen. Ist das eine große Umstellung, auch fürs Instrument vielleicht?
Sometimes I have a different instrument. Sometimes I use a beautiful Amati violin. Of course, changing strings is not ideal. You know, the violin takes a little bit of time to adjust and you have to tune a little more. So ideally, yes, I would like to have two instruments, but it works.
Sie haben mal Stradivarius probiert, aber waren nicht zufrieden.
I tried many Stradivarius. In the end, I feel like I know my violin so well and we've spent so much time together. Picking up a new violin, no matter how beautiful it is, somehow doesn't... In the end, I come back to mine every time.
Wo ist die gebaut worden?
It's Anselmo Bellozio from Venice, 1780-something. It's really beautiful. It has a very special sound to it. It's very golden and it still surprises me. Yes, and I find many violins these days are set up in such a way that they all sound very beautiful. And sometimes I don't want to sound very beautiful.
Alina hat es gut, weil sie immer dieses geliebte Instrument dabei hat. Sie müssen den Flügel nehmen, der hingestellt wird. Ist es manchmal schwierig, sich mit ihm anzufreunden, mit dem Instrument, was Sie nicht kannten vorher?
Well, for me, playing different instruments is always a challenge, but in a positive way, because I just have to make my best just to make it sound the way I want. Sometimes there are things you cannot do on a piano, and so you have to do something else. Or sometimes when you have very good surprise. You do something and the piano gives even more. So you react to the piano very much. And even actually playing with Alina sometimes, you know, just to find a way to mix with the Alina's violin, it can be very different and Alina can react to the piano. So it's a complex alchemy and it's very interesting. I think I would get bored to play on my own piano. Even if it's a very beautiful one, I think I would love to have surprises.
Wie ist es mit zeitgenössischer Musik? Ich habe gelesen, glaube ich, dass Sie auch Kompositionsaufträge vergeben.
Yes, we both like contemporary music very much. And we both performed new pieces, sometimes written even for us. I think it is very important anyway for a musician to be still in the alive music, you know. We can't play only dead music, even if it's very beautiful. Even to keep up what's happening, you know, composers keep working, they keep inventing new things. And of course, when you have incredible chance to meet a composer and to work with a composer and to be the one that give birth, yes, to the work, it's an incredible moment. So for this, I think I will always try to come back again and again to contemporary music.
Wenn Sie ein neues Stück, was für Sie komponiert worden ist, spielen, wie gehen Sie daran? Jeder für sich erstmal üben, die Technik kennenlernen, was für Fingersätze man am besten nimmt und dann erst zusammen oder gleich zusammen?
Everything together, always. I think when I start something, I try and understand the shape, most importantly, and then everything comes together from that. Otherwise, I tend to practice a little bit and then it cooks in your mind. Sometimes it's even subconscious that that music gets learned in your mind when you're not even thinking, or it's playing, or even, I don't know, something happens in the brain that we don't, which is great.
Mm-hmm. You started playing violin in the age of 4, very old, yes. Haben Sie das freiwillig gemacht? Also haben die Eltern gesagt, jetzt spiel endlich mal Geige? Oder haben Sie, ich möchte unbedingt Geige spielen?
I asked for it first. I asked my mother, who is a violinist, if I could play. I asked for a green violin. but it came out, normal color. You didn't get them in Russia at that time, green ones. Anyway, I grew to love it eventually. But of course, you know, my parents made sure that I worked hard because I loved to play and I loved the attention in concerts. Mm-hmm. But the actual working hard was encouraged by my parents until I was, I don't know, until I came to London, I think, when I was 10. After that, it became mine.
Die Eltern waren auch Musiker oder sind auch Musiker, die wussten also, was sie mit ihnen angefangen haben als Musiker. Ihr Vater hat Kontrabass gespielt, mm-hmm, ihre Mutter, glaube ich, Geige. Also war Musik bei ihnen zu Hause ganz normal.
Actually, it seemed strange when I met children that didn't play an instrument, you know, because it was there all the time at home. Through all of my childhood and when I was a teenager, there was always music.
Und Sie, haben Sie auch so früh angefangen?
I wanted to play the piano earlier, but my very first teacher said not before the age of 5. So I think on my 5th birthday, I think I went to her place and now I'm 5, I want to play the piano. That was with my first teacher and she just showed me, and she played a little bit, she showed me inside the piano, which is very interesting for a little boy, you know, it's a mechanism and there are some strange sounds. It's fascinating. Mm-hmm. And that's how it started. It was like an instant love. And I always loved it. So I even practice sometimes. My parents asked me to stop playing.
Das Programm, was Sie in Heidelberg spielen, ist ein französisches mit einem Streichquartett zusammen, dem Doric String Quartet oder Doric Quartet. Doric Quartett. Interessanterweise, alle drei Stücke, die Sie spielen, sind in der Spielzeit 1892-93 entstanden. In einem Jahr praktisch. Ist das Absicht gewesen?
No, I think it's just a coincidence. I mean, of course, we wanted to put together works that kind of resonate together. For example, the central piece was the Chausson Concert for duo plus string quartet, and we've played this piece with this quartet a few times. It was always a very special experience, and we both love the piece. It's one of the main piece for the French chamber music repertoire. So when we thought, what could we put together, we both, with Alina, thought that the Lücke sonata would work because we absolutely love this piece. And it's not played very often. No. And I think it's just a coincidence. It was written exactly at the same time as the concert in Bachofen.
Vorbild ist ja Eugène Ysaÿe, der große belgische Geiger. Der hat bei diesen beiden Stücken den Anstoß gegeben, den Impuls gegeben. Und merkt man das, dass ein Geiger, also ein sehr sehr versierter Geiger, da beteiligt war, also von der Schwierigkeit her?
I think Ysaÿe is an incredibly important violinist and figure for us, and so much music was written for him and with him in mind, and he really made that happen. Technically speaking, he writes incredible music, and he makes it sound a little bit easier. We as violinists, I think, are collectively very grateful.
So gibt es ein sehr interessantes Programm mit Stücken, die man nicht so oft hört, generell auch in Deutschland nicht. Wenn ich jetzt nicht wüsste, soll ich da hingehen oder nicht, wie würden Sie mich überzeugen, dass ich kommen muss?
I think the very first word that comes to mind with at least our two works, the Lücke Sonata and Chanson Concert, is the lyricism. There is such an incredible lyricism that you cannot resist. And even as players, it's hard to resist to this, you know, singing lines, beautiful harmonies and textures and contrasts. I mean, it really takes your heart and just makes it suffer, but in a nice way. But at the end of the concert, I think we will be exhausted. But I think the audience should feel that, wow, we lived something really strong. It's pure, absolutely pure beauty.
So I will buy the ticket now.
Good.
Wenn Sie nicht zusammen spielen und auch nicht Musik machen, haben Sie dann noch eine Idee, was Sie machen können in der freien Zeit?
I quite enjoy silence when I'm not playing. There isn't really so much time that I don't practice or play or think about music. It's always there, really. But I'm trying more and more to find other things to do, other things to think about, you know, other areas of life that I can explore a little more. Yeah, but I think it all, in the end, it's everything, all of these areas, all of the other things you do, they come during the concert. All your experiences or everything you live through, in the end comes in the music.